Okay, so I am here with my friend, Thea Fogaday, and we do, every Wednesday we get together and we talk about what God has been talking to us about. And I've always appreciated your insights and very thoughtful, genuinely curious, and receptive attitude toward what God says to us through His inspired and active word. So, two questions that I get the privilege of hearing you answer this morning. The first is past tense. In your life, how has the Bible impacted you? How has the Bible changed your life?
Well, the Bible has been a guide for me in my life. I have sought its wisdom, realizing that it was going to help me get through that day. I was a person who had studied the Bible with a group through the Bible with Vernon McGee. So I just, that was my first entry into Bible study. But I see it as a guide to current events, decisions that have to be made. It's an active book. It's a living book. And I didn't always like the things that I was told. Mm-hmm. As I read them, but I realized that was truth, mm-hmm. and I needed to just receive that truth, even though it didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And for me, it's very helpful because whenever I would encounter others who gave, if I was, for instance, in a Bible study in a church group, this is in former years, I would hear a lot of people's opinions and different things. And for me, it was a mainstay just to have the word, because our opinions often don't line up with thus saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's better to have His word, even if you don't enjoy that truth.
Yeah. Well, and I love that answer, because I think it not only forces us to be honest with the fact that God's ways are not our ways, and especially if He's wiser than us, and, you know, dare we say infinitely wise, and we're of course finite, we're forced to at least acknowledge the basic fact that of course He's going to say things that strike us as odd or perhaps offensive, or we're confused by, we don't quite know what to do with. But I think even more helpful is the reality that we grow. I think proportionately we grow to the extent that we're actually curious, right? Like if you read through a book and you basically nod your head up and down the whole time and think, oh, this all makes sense. I mean, you really haven't learned anything, right? But if you're scratching your head and you find that this is mysterious, this is befuddling, I don't know what to do, it forces you to grow, right? Like it forces you to expand and feel the discomfort and tension that growth is really born out of, right?
Yes.
I love that answer. All right, so now more present tense, what is something that God has been saying to you or showing you from the Bible in recent days?
In recent days, and especially this year in particular, God has shown me the rock solid truth that He is with me. I am in His family eternally. I don't have to worry about what tomorrow. My future is secure with Christ, because I trusted Him that day when I knew nothing of the word. I simply trust it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a process of sanctification. I have come to learn that I was becoming sanctified during those processes, those years of fellowship. And I'm happy because it takes the worry out of the future, mm-hmm. knowing that I don't have to make myself better or be good girl or whatever. I just have to just keep my faith in the one who's been faithful to me.
Yeah. Is there any specific, what I guess I'm going to choose to call an ancient relative, you know, old historical family member, character in scripture that really drives that point home for you? Anybody that you look at or maybe come back to again and again to get this reminder that God is saying to you, I love you. And really, there's nothing you can do to get out from underneath my love.
Of course, you know, in my favorite, it was always Paul, the Apostle Paul, because he emphasizes the permanence of our relationship with God through Christ our Lord. And he talks about, you know, are you going to become, now that you've begun in the Spirit, are you going to perfect this by some kind of work that you're going to do? And he, over and over again, he emphasizes that, you know, he says simply to the cross I cling. And he's not bringing his intellect anymore. At one time when he was unsaved, he trusted in those temporal things. You know, he says that, you know, we don't want to be foolish and try to perfect. We don't have anything to add to the finished work of Christ on the cross. And so for me, I like to share that with people. And I remember the time when I did not have the understanding that I didn't have to prove myself to God. I remember those days. And, you know, I'm glad not to be at that level anymore. I'm glad now to understand that Christ has done a work that is begun a good work in me, and he'll complete it to the day of Christ.
So. That's amazing. Yeah, something about when you said the word temporal gifts, you know, in reference to Paul's intellect, because he clearly had this intellectual capacity, had this gift. And so we're not in any way saying if you're smart or intellectual, you shouldn't use that gift. No, use it, right? Use it extensively and as rigorously as you can. But when you said temporal, I thought about a series of conversations that I got to be a part of where we really discussed and researched the lives of these really sort of what we regard them as heroic missionaries. You know, like Hudson Taylor and
William Carey.
Yeah.
Gladys Allward.
Yeah, and I think it was Hudson Taylor who had very severe bouts of depression. I mean, debilitating depression. I've heard the same thing of famous Baptist preacher Charles Spurgeon, and I think like this image of these great heroic theologians or preachers or missionaries, but they testify like in their diaries and their journal entries that there were at least fairly extensive seasons where they just felt so apathetic or numb or depressed, right? They were in that like Psalm 88, where it ends with darkness is my only friend. I mean, they were in that real thick fog or darkness. And I think it was Hudson Taylor who said, and yet there was this like glimmer or some version of light that was simply the fact that God's not going to let go, right? Like, even if I get Alzheimer's, even if I can't remember really important stuff, like, God has me. He began the good work, and he will carry it on. And I don't have to depend on myself. I don't have to lean on my own understanding. Because if you have Alzheimer's, you don't have a lot of understanding anymore, right?
And right.
So that's a great reminder. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you hanging out and talking with me today.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll look forward to getting together next Wednesday and probably talking about a passage from the book of Acts.
Amen.
All right.